Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim Daf Tzadik Tes. The end of the ninth parak Mishaya, and the beginning of the tenth parak Arvei Psachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests that the Mishnah, which allows registering strangers in order to avoid the problem of leaving the Pesach ownerless, is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. For it was taught in a Braisa, V'imima tabayis miyos miseh, and if the household is too small for a lamb, malamid shemizmatin v'hochin, this teaches that the registrants may continue withdrawing from the Pesach and diminishing the number of people registered on it, ubavad shiyah echad midei chabur akayim, provided that one of the original group remains registered. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, "Bilvad shi ol yanichu es haPesach kamo shehu, provide they do not leave the Pesach as is, meaning without any registrants at all. Since the strangers on our Mishnah's case were not originally registered on the Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree. Rabbi Yochanan answered that you can even say that the Mishnah does accord with Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein shochnin es haPesach ol yochid." We do not shech the Pesach for a single individual, and therefore, in the case of the Mishnah where there's only one person being registered on it, there stands to be another person registered on it together with the original person. And therefore, the newcomer is like one of the original members of the group. Point number two, the first Mishnah in the 10th parak states, Arvei Psachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yocho Ad Sheteshchach. On Erev Pesach from close to Mincha, that is, close to the time at which the afternoon Karban Tamid was typically brought, the Rashbam explains that this means from the end of the ninth hour of the day, one may not eat until nightfall. The Rashbam explains that not eating then will enable a person to eat the matzah at the night with an appetite. The Gemara asks why our Mishnah implies that this halach is specific to Erev Pesach. If a Braisa teaches, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one may not eat after Mincha on any Erev Shabbos or Yantav. Rabbuna answers that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who generally permits eating on Erev Shabbos and Yantav. Another answer advanced by Rabbi Papa is eventually disproved. And point number three, the Mishnah states, Afil ani shebi Yisrael lo yochel ad sheyasev. And even the poorest man in Yisrael may not eat until he reclines. Lo yipchasma arba kosel sheyayin. And they must not give him less than 4 cups of wine. Vafil min atamchui. And this is so even if he's supported from the charity platter. The Rashbam brings the Breishis Rabbi that Rabbuna said in the name of Rabbi Abba, that the 4 cups of wine, keneged arba shoni geula hamurin begalus Mitzrayim, correspond to the 4 expressions of redemption used by Kadosh Baruch Hu with regard to Mitzrayim. The Rashbam explains that it's incumbent on the community to ensure that the poor can fulfill this Derabbanan mitzvah. In the event that the Gabbai stuck and neglected or were unable to give them wine, the paupers must do their utmost to fulfill the mitzvah, even to the point of selling their clothing, borrowing, or hiring themselves out. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara suggests that the Mishnah, which allows registering strangers in order to avoid the problem of leaving the Pesach ownerless, is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, for it was taught in a Braisa, V'mima tabayitz miyos meseh, and if the household is too small for a lamb, melamed shemismatin v'hochin, this teaches that the registrants may continue withdrawing from the Pesach and diminishing the number of people registered on it, b'vad she'echon mede chabur akayim, provided that one of the original group remains registered. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, "Bovad shu yanichu es haPesach kamo shehu, provide they do not leave the Pesach as is, meaning without any registrants at all. Since the strangers on a Mishnah's case were not originally registered on the Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree. Rabbi Yochanan answered that you can even say that the Mishnah does accord with Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein shochnin es haPesach al yochid," we do not check the Pesach for a single individual. Therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where there's only one person being registered on it, there stands to be another person registered on it together with the original person, and therefore the newcomer is like one of the original members of the group. Point number two, the first mission of the 10th parak states, Arvei Psachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yocha Adam Ad Sheteshchach. On Erev Pesach from close to Mincha, that is close to the time at which the afternoon Karban Tamid was typically brought, and Rashbam explains that this means from the end of the ninth hour, one may not eat until nightfall. The Rashbam explains that not eating then will enable a person to eat the matzah at night with an appetite. The Gemara asks why our Mishnah implies that this halacha is specific to Erev Pesach, if a Braisa teaches that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one may not eat after Mincha on any Erev Shabbos or Yantav. Rav Huna answers that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who generally permits eating on Erev Shabbos and Yantav. Another answer advanced by Rav Papa is eventually disproved. And point number three, the Mishnah states, Afil ani shebi Yisrael o yocho ad sheyasev. And even the poorest man in Yisrael may not eat until he reclines. Bo yipchasma arba kosel sheyayin. And they must not give him less than 4 cups of wine. Vafil min atamchui. And this is so, even if he's supported from the charity platter, the Rashbam brings the Breishis Rabba. That Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Abba that the 4 cups of wine keneged arba l'shonei geula hamurin begalis Mitzrayim correspond to the 4 expressions of redemption used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to Mitzrayim. Bo tzeitzi v'ga'alti v'kachti v'atzalti. Rashbam explains that it's incumbent on the community to ensure that the poor can fulfill this Rabbanan mitzvah in the event that the Gabbai stuck and neglected or were unable to give them wine. The paupers must do their utmost to fulfill the mitzvah, even to the point of selling their clothing, borrowing, or hiring themselves out. All right, so now we go to a simon for Dav Tzadites, and our standard simon is a cheetah. So here goes. When a cheetah suddenly appeared, the entire chabur withdrew, except for one brave member, who developed quite an appetite ere Pesach, while on the lookout for an ani, he could get 4 cups of wine and a recliner, too. Once again, in slow motion. When a cheetah, that must be run Dav Tzadites. When a cheetah suddenly appeared, the entire chabura withdrew, except for one brave member. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggested that the Mishnah, which allows registering strangers in order to avoid the problem of leaving the Pesach ownerless, is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the registrants may continue withdrawing from the Pesach and diminishing the number of people registered on it, provide that one of the original group remains registered. Rabbi Yochanan answered that you can even say that the Mishnah does accord with Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein shochtin es a Pesach al yachid." We do not shecht the Pesach for a single individual. Therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where there's only one person being registered on it, there stands to be another person registered on it together with the original person, uke echem b'nei chabur dami, and therefore the newcomer is like one of the original members of the group. So when a cheetah suddenly appeared, the entire chabura withdrew, except for one brave member, who developed quite an appetite, Erev Pesach. Which reminds us, the first mission, the 10th Perek states, on Erev Pesach from close to Mincha, one may not eat until nightfall. And the Rosh Mam explains that not eating then will enable a person to eat the matzah at night with an appetite. The Gemara asks why our mission implies that this halach is specific to Erev Pesach, but Bryce teaches that according to Yehuda, that one may not eat after Mincha on any Erev Shabbos or Yantav. Rav Huna answers that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who generally permits eating on Erev Shabbos and Yantav. So when a cheetah suddenly appeared, the entire chabura withdrew, except for one brave member, who developed quite an appetite Erev Pesach. While on the lookout for an ani, he could give 4 cups of wine and a recliner too. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, "Afil ani shebi Yisrael lo yocha ad sheyatsev," and even the poorest man in Yisrael may not eat until he reclines, and they must not give him less than 4 cups of wine, and this is so even if he's supported from the Tamchui. The Rashbam explains that it's incumbent on the community to ensure that the poor can fulfill this Rabbanan mitzvah. In the event that the Gabbai stuck and neglected or were unable to give them wine, the paupers must do their utmost to fulfill the mitzvah, even to the point of selling their clothing, borrowing, or hiring themselves out. So once again, when a cheetah suddenly appeared, the entire chabura withdrew, except for one brave member, who developed quite an appetite ere Pesach. While on the lookout for an ani, he could get 4 cups of wine and a recliner too. All right, now it's time for Forbaba Chazara. Daf Sadihei. So the Simmer Daf Sadihei is a Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. That tank was messing with chametz as the commander. Tank, commander, that must be one Daf Sadihei. The tank was messing with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that the Pesach Sheni differs from the Pesach Rishon, in that a person may have chametz in his home, and that challah is not required at the time that it's being eaten. The Gemara brings a brayse that gives us sources for how we know that the Pesach Sheni only has mitzvahs that are intrinsic to it, or at least peripheral to it, such as eating matzah and maror with it. So the tank was messing with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence, and not singing challah, which reminds us the Mishnah state that the first Pesach requires challah to be recited with it as it's being eaten. The Gemara asks for the source of this, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, the Pasuk states, Hashir Yelechem Kalel Yiskadesh Chag, the song shall be for you like the night of the festival's consecration. Laila Mukudesh Lecham Ton Halal. This implies that only a night that is consecrated as a chag, such as the night when the first Pesach is eaten, requires challah. The Mishnah said that challah is recited as well when the Pesach Sheni is offered, and the Gemara provides 2 reasons. The first is that the Pasuk only excluded a night that is not consecrated as a chag, but didn't exclude a day that is not consecrated as a chag. And the second is brought in a braisa, Efshe Yisrael shochni as pischem v'notin as luven v'enomrim halel. Is it possible that Yisrael would shech their Pesachs or take hold of their lulavim and not recite halel? So the tank was messy with the chametz as the commander and his crew ate their Pesach Sheni, sitting in silence and not singing halel, as one of their tummy crew members looked on, looking hungry. Which reminds the Gemara brought a braisa where there's a Malkokas Tanakhama Rebuta where the Pesach Sheni is also Docha Tuma. The Tanakhama holds that it is not Docha Tuma based on the reasoning I deferred into Pesach Sheni because of Tuma. So shall he now offer the Pesach Sheni itself in a state of Tuma? Whereas Rebuta reasons, the Torah sought to have him offer it in a state of Tahara and therefore had him deferred. But since he wasn't Zocha to do so, let him at least offer it in a state of Tuma. Daf Sadivav. So the Simmer Daf Sadivav is a town crier. A town crier. So here goes. As the town crier, that must be more Daf Tzadivav. As the town crier joyfully announced how this Pesach was to be observed differently than the Pesach of Mitzrayim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah stated, Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Toros? How does the Pesach offering Mitzrayim differ from the Pesach that we brought throughout the generations? So Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th. It required sprinkling its blood with a bundle of hyssop. It was upon the lintel and upon the two doorposts, and it was eaten b'chipazon in haste during one night. And Pesach Toros no koshiva, whereas the Pesach for generations is observed all 7 days. The Gemara then provides the source that the Pesach Mitzrayim has to be designated on the 10th of Nisan, while the Pesach for generations does not. So as the town crier joyfully announced how this Pesach was to be observed differently than the Pesach of Mitzrayim, and Aron and Ben-Necher, who were not permitted to participate, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the drushes that exclude an Aron Ben-Necher, an apostate, from bringing a Pesach, and subsequently asks why it was necessary for the Torah to write a prohibition for each one. The Gemara answers that if the Torah had only written Aron, I might have thought Mishum Demais, because he's physically repugnant. But an apostate is not physically repugnant, and therefore not excluded. And if the Torah had only written the prohibition for Ben-Necher, I might have thought Mishum De'en Libo L'Shamayim, because his heart is not directed towards Shemayim. But an Aron, whose heart is directed towards Shemayim, I would say is not disqualified. Therefore, it was necessary to write them both. So as the town crier joyfully announced how this Pesach was to be observed differently than the Pesach of Mitzrayim, and Aron Ben-Necher, who were not permitted to participate, observed the guy who had found his lost Pesach now standing in front of three lambs and looking really confused. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, that Rabbi Yeshua had heard from his teachers that a tamur of a Pesach is offered as a shlamim, and had also heard from his teachers that it is not offered as a shlamim, but he couldn't explain in which case each ruling applied. Rabbi Akiva said the teachers were referring to the following case. An animal designated as a Pesach was lost before the Chag, at which point a second animal was designated as its replacement. The original animal was subsequently found, and the halacha depends on when the animal was found, whether it's before the Shechita of the replacement or after. And then in each case, the owner took a third animal after finding the original Pesach and designated it to be the original Pesach's Tamura, in which case the Tamura acquires the same status as the original. Dav Tzadi Zayin. So the Simur Dav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master. Chess master. That must be more in Dav Tzadi Zayin. The chess master who played with 5 Chattas pieces versus his opponent, who played with 5 Pesach pieces, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Kosh b'chattas mesa, b'pesach kar b'shlamim. Wherever in a case of a chattas, the din is that the animal is left to die, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is offered as a shlamim. Kosh b'chattas roa, and wherever in the case of a chattas, the din is that the animal is left to graze, in the corresponding case of a pesach, the animal is left to graze. Rav Yochanan said that a pesach is not offered up as a shlamim, el shenimsa achar shchita, unless it's found after the shchita of the replacement. So the chess master who played with 5 chattas pieces versus his opponent who played with 5 pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss. Which reminds us, the Gemara taught that a pesach lost and found before chatzos is not considered a loss. As Rava said, aveda zelayla lav shma aveda. Lost at night is not considered a loss. Rashi explains that if a chattas becomes lost at night and another animal is designated to replace it, and then the original animal is found before morning, even Rebbe agrees that it's not consigned to die, since nighttime is not a valid time for bringing karbanas. So the chess master who played with 5 chattas pieces versus his opponent who played with 5 pesach pieces was a sore loser and claimed a loss at night is not considered a loss, and said only when the game goes to noon can his claim be rejected. Which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Shmuel's opinion and concludes that Shmuel only said the first rule, that wherever the chattas is left to die, in the corresponding case of a Pesach, the animal is brought as a shlamim. The Gemara asks what Shmuel was coming to teach and answers that he meant to exclude Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that a Pesach is not offered up as a shlamim unless it is found after the Shechita. If it was found before the Shechita of its replacement, even though it was lost at the point of noon, it is left to graze. Alma Shechita Kava. We see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the Shechita of the replacement which fixes the status of reject upon the original animal. Shmuel therefore is coming to tell us Chatzos Kava, that it's Chatzos which fixes this status upon the animal. Dav Tzadiches. So the Simur Dav Tzadiches is clowns, schok, clowns. Here goes. The clowns, that must be more on Dav Tzadiches, schok. The clowns at the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Dav Tzadi Zayin Amabei stated, HaMafish Nekevu Epischo Ozachar Ben Shtei Shanim, if someone designates a female animal for his Pesach or a male in its second year, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, is then sold, and he brings from its money shlamim. Neither of these are fit for a Pesach, as the Torah specifies a Zachar ben Shana, a yearling male. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said, Shema min atras, infer from this ruling 3 principles. Baal Echaim Nidchim, we can infer that living things can become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Dichui mikar habi dichui, even if the animal is disqualified from the very first moment of its consecration, such as female or overage animals, it can never again be fit for a sacrifice. And yesh dichui badami, permanent rejection is possible with something that only has monetary sanctity, and since these animals were unfit, they only have kedushas damim, and yet are rejected forever. So the clowns at the Chol Hamoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nisara bebechoros, if a Pesach became intermingled with bechor offerings, Rabbi Shimon says, Im chaburus kohanim yochelu, if the group registered on the Pesach is composed of only kohanim, they may eat the offerings that night, since the avoda for the Pesach and the bechor are the same. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon holds, Mavin kachim besa psul, that one may expose karbanis to a situation of becoming psul. Therefore, it's not a problem that the bechor, which is typically eaten for 2 days and one night, will have its time to be eaten reduced and needlessly become nosar after midnight. So the clowns of the Chol Hamoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix while helping a Pesach from another chabur escape so they could tease the member who was sent out to find it. Which reminds us, the last Mishnah opens Chabur She'avid Pischa, a chabur that lost its Pesach, and they said to one of the members to go out, find it, and shecht it for us. And he went, found, and shechted it. And meanwhile, they, fearing the animal would not be found in time, bought and slaughtered another animal. The Mishnah goes through the various possibilities of the case and what the din is, if his was shechted first, or theirs was shechted first, or they don't know whose was shechted first, or they're both shechted at the same time. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which stuff we have the long Mishnah detailing all the cases where the Chabura loses its Pesach and they send one of the members out to find it? That's on Daf. Sariches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you want the review to hold that when members of a chabur are withdrawn from a Pesach, they must leave one of the original members on it? That's on Daf. Sarites. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you want to hold Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer whether Derech Rechok is from Modi'in or from outside the Azara? That's on Daf. Sarigimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you want Rabbi said Aveda's Laila Lav Shema Aveda? That's on Daf. Study Zion. Good. Number 5. Which daf did Malchus Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda whether Pesach Sheni is Docha Tuma or not? That's on Daf. Study Hey. Good. Number 6. Which did we learn that even the poorest amongst Kol Yisrael must recline and be given Arba Kosas for the Seder? That's on Daf. Study Test. Good. Number 7. Which daf did we learn the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros? That's on Daf. Sadivav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have Melchok, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan regarding which is Koveyed the status of reject upon the original animal, Chatzos or the Shechita? That's on Daf. Sadi Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have Rabbi Akiva clarified the 2 cases of Temuras at Pesach? That's on Daf. Sadivav. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we that on Erev Pesach, close to Mincha, one may not eat in order that he develops an appetite to eat matzah? That's on Daf. Tzadi Tez. Good. And now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn when to bow during the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf. Lama Dalet and Brachos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss Esu Ashir? That's on Daf. Chafei and Shabbos. Good. And number 3. Which daf do you learn that one should repeat a lesson to Talmidim 4 times? That's on Daf. Nun Dalet. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.